The goyin in the Kol Eliyahu discusses in the Makas Dever, says it says Vayishlach Paro Vehine Eloi Meis Mimikne Yisrael Ad Echod. So Kiyodua Hoyo Hamegadif Es Hashem Binom Shel Yisraelis Umitzris. The Megadif was a son of a Jewish mother and a Mitzri. He was the son of a Jewish mother and a Mitzri. That's right, a Mitzri. So Ulefi Hadin Hoya Oisei Odom Nechshav LeMitzri, because the Ramban says that before Matan Torah, the Yichus goes after the father. So he was really a Mitzri. Uvehemoisav Mesu Kamei Eitzel Kol Mitzkol HaMitzrim, and his behemoths died like all the Mitzrim. The Fikoch Misaperes HaTorah, therefore the Torah tells us, as HaMaisa Kehavayosoi, Ki Mimikne B'nei Yisrael Kloima, B'nei Yisrael HaMitim Loi Meis Echod. Real Jews, Lo Meis Echod. Barom Paro Ishlo Yoda Klal HaSoi Daseh. Paro didn't know this. Kasher Sholach Livdek Es HaMatzav, Eitzel B'nei Yisrael, Nisbar Loi, Ki Mimikne B'nei Yisrael Loi Meis Ad Echod Kloima, Prat le'echod shemikneu meis, which was this megadif. His behemoth died. Shekein hoya ze oisei mitzri ben Yisroel, because in reality he was a ben Yisroel. Lefikoch hichpid shuv es liboy v'loy ovo lohitzi es bnei Yisroel. Therefore, he was machmin es liboy. In other words, he didn't know. He saw this guy. He says, "Here's a mitzri." That he assumed was a Mitzri, and in reality he wasn't, and his behemoth didn't die. So Paroi said no. Therefore, hichbed es liboy, because there was one exception. If we just think about it, it seems very strange. People are dying all over the place. It's a devil COVID ma'oid. It's mamish like a terrible magefa. So there's one thing, one kasha Paro has. There's one Mitzri that seems to be, there's one Mitzri that was exempted from this, which one, I'm sorry. There's one Jew that was killed that he thought was a Jew, but in reality was a Mitzri. That's right. No. One second. Prat lechod mi shomekneu meis. Can I say oisa Mitzri ben Yisroel? I didn't get it right. Prat lechod shomekneu meis. Shekein hoya oze oisa Mitzri ben Yisroel. So his mikne did die. They died, and Paroi saw, and he thought, what did he think? He thought he was a Ben Yisroel. But in reality, because of the halacha, before Matan Torah was a Mitzri, that's it. So he saw one exception. So one exception that he saw, so now what's going to happen? He says, no, I'm not. You're being killed on all sides. You see so much destruction. This magefa knew no limits. I found one situation which it seemed to him was an exception. That's enough to negate everything that he has. And no, I'm not going to give in. Ah, you're dying. Your people are dying. Your animals are dying, not your people. But it's such a magefa that such. You see what's happening? No, I'm sorry. There's one situation which I can rationalize and say that no, it's not real. And that's enough to harm this. We have, as human beings, the ability to rationalize such remote rationalizations, to take one small event, which is significant maybe, but in the context of everything that we see is so absurd, it's so small, it's so minuscule. But yet, the Yetzer Hara works that way. We hop on that one thing. Ah, there's exception. It's not real. It's not. I could deny the whole thing. Deny the whole thing. How could you deny what's going on? No, I could. The whole thing is nonsense. They're dying. What are you? No, hich ben esliboy. I'm sorry. I'm not sending out Bnei Yisrael. This concept goes. has many, many different ramifications. For example, in the next Koel Eliyahu here, V'amartem Zevach Pesach, she says, V'hoya ki yomra aleichem b'neichem, mo havoyda azois lochem. V'amartem Zevach Pesach. She says, Mama v'amartem hu mamor stomi, v'lo nema v'amartem elov, oy v'amarto lebincho. It doesn't say who you're talking to. He says, it says, V'amartem Zevach Pesach. The guy asked, mo havoyda azois lochem, he's challenging you, the Rosha, and you say, Zevach Pesach. To speaking to a Rosha and engaging with him and recognizing his question and dealing with his question is not good. The Torah is makpid, don't answer the Rosha at all. Only to be mechazik the heart of the one who's being asked. Lebilti Yisrashel Ayadei Shilas HaRosha, that he shouldn't be weakened through the Rosha's question, Haloyeg, Lemaise Amitzvus, who's making fun of the Maise Amitzvus, Tzibso Teirov Amartim Zevach Pesach Kloimar, Toimru Le'atzmechem, V'hu Rak L'shanois Hanes, L'chazik Datechem. He has to say it to himself, to repeat and review the Nes, and to be mechazik himself. Very, very strange. One person, a Rosha could be asking the Chofetz Chaim a question. A Rosha could be asking the Vilna Gaon a question. This is Taka from the Vilna Gaon. A Rosha could be asking the Rambam a question. And the Torah says, V'amartem Zevach Pesach, strengthen yourself. Someone asked a question. What did he ask? He said, Mo hu avuido hazois lochem. What's so terrible? From that, you get so bent out of shape. For that, you're going to go off the derech. For that, you're going to become an apikurus. For that, you need chizuk. I would laugh. You don't know anything. Again, we're so vulnerable. And the Yetzirah is so powerful. And the Yetzirah chaps onto anything that a person, a Rosha, asking the question, Mo ha'avoidu ha'zois lochem, can take a person who's a mamin, who maybe is a tzaddik, who maybe is a goyin, it's a mitzvah l'doiris, v'amartem zevach pesach, the goyin says, it doesn't say to your son, and it doesn't say to the people there, it's to you, who are conducting the seder, you who are the father, you who may be the Talmud Chochem, and the Godel Hador, who knows, but a person, anyone, could be affected. That affects somebody, gave a little bit of a zilzul. What's a zilzul? He said, didn't ask a kasha, how could it be? I have a proof to the contrary. No, could be enough to shake someone up. Ad kedei kach, the Torah says, v'amartem zevach pesach, you have to review to strengthen yourself, because you heard a lag. Such a lag, not with real, you heard that, I guess the tone is lag. You didn't even say anything terrible. What is this all about? He says, "Ya zevach pesach kloimar toimru laatzmechem v'hurak lishanois hanes lechazik daitechem." You have to strengthen yourself because you have been weakened by the fact that somebody said mo avoy dazos lechem. The vulnerability that we have, lemaisa, the Sefer Achinuch indicates such a vulnerability also in the mitzvah of kol sor v'chol dvash leisakir ish el Hashem. So he says, Shorash mitzvah ne'lom. He doesn't really know the shirish, number three here. I really don't have a remes cotton even. I want to get them used to when they first come to learn Divrei Torah, ki yesh the Divrei Torah ta'omim v'to'alois. I want them to know that the words of Torah have to'omim v'to'olos. They have reasons and they have benefits. V'kablum al derech ha'hergol, they'll accept them, they get used to accepting them, shalahem, u'kefi chul shasichlom, and when they're younger, they're not as developed, v'al yiu lohem ha'mitzvahs b'tchilo k'divrei ha'sefer ha'chosum, the mitzvahs shouldn't appear to them as a sefer chosum, like a closed book, pen yivatu bohem itotach b'na'arusom, because they're going to rebel, they might rebel against it in their youth, v'anichem lo'olam, forsaken forever, v'yelchum ha'hevel, and join the foolishness of the world, al kein echtoy bohem kol asher yale b'tchila samachshova, I'll write whatever I could come up with, v'al yispois olai teifes b'shum dover acharei yeda ha'kavona. After I say it, don't attack me, I'm doing the best I can. But very interesting. He's afraid that the Torah is going to be a sefer chosum. Why? Because it doesn't have tam b'tu'elis. He gave tam b'tu'elis on every other mitzvah. And this is not a mitzvah that's negeh lemaisa. There's no beis hamikdash, there's no mizbeach, that they can't bring saor and dvash on the mizbeach. And he's afraid that if he doesn't come up with something, that one mitzvah is going to make it that the Torah is a sefer chosum, and pen yivatuem, they're going to kick, they're going to rebel and run away, and ve'yelchu b'hevel, they'll never return, v'yanichum le'oilom, and they'll never return. Why? Well, the Torah is a sefer chosum. On what basis is a sefer chosum? All the mitzvahs you have, tamed to Ellis. Yeah, but there's one we don't. And that, all the Yetzirah needs is just some hook to hang its hat on. Something to say, yeah, oh, but what? It's a sefer chosum. I told you 612, I don't know, Por Aduma, 611, 600, whatever. I gave tamed to Ellis and everything. This is not the Gela Maisa. It's not like you're coming to the Beis HaMikdash and every day you're frustrated. No. When it comes to an excuse, the Yetzirah is so powerful that he could fool the person, that he could become oblivious to everything that's going on around him, and he just, oh, but look, here's one mitzvah. Nah, the whole thing's a sefer chosum. Forget it. I'm going off the derech. And never to return. That's the power that the Yetzirah has, and therefore we have to be so careful about how what exposures we have, how we interact with those exposures, to know how vulnerable we are, how vulnerable maybe even the greatest people are, because that's the human being. The Yetzirah is there waiting to ambush. He's waiting in ambush. He's waiting for an opportunity. And when that opportunity comes, and the awareness that is the vulnerability that we have, can certainly make all the difference in our ability to maintain it or not. Just one more thing, the going in also on the posuk in Halel Zehayim Osa Hashem Nagil of Nisvachaboy. So it's an interesting thing here. He says, I just think it's important to point out. He says, Simcha Yisov al Etzim Shiagelob Eis Yachpeitz V'Yishkod Acharov. He says, Simcha is something that comes to him at the time when he wants. He feels it right now. Kimoyo Oishiva HaKovid Oz Yismach Ba'Eis Hahi. I get Oisha, I get COVID, I'm happy at that moment. Yogil yitochen al dover hanimshach zman rav. Gila is more something that's long term. V'hagila boyis borach, and the rejoicing, the happiness in the relationship with Hashem, kasher nizkel lehisadein miziv shchinosoi, when we're zeicher to have that pleasure from the divine presence, the shchin of Hashem, tomid beli hefsek, without any hefsek. V'hasimcho, and simcha, that's gilo. And simcha, that's gilo. Simcha will be that there's more chidushim, more chidushim, more chidushim. Is imke soydoseho adin kates. The imtiye oineg oilam habo al bechino achas. Now listen to this. If the oineg of oilam habo would be al bechino achas, val maimed echod, one place, I got it. I'm here. Lo hoya ha'oineg v'hanoyim murgosh rak b'tchilos v'asagos oisai. Then even in Olam Haba, it wouldn't be felt except at the initial moment. I get to Olam Haba, I feel this closest to Hashem. I'm happy. I'm this, but otherwise not. Kimoishi einenu royas b'oineg Olam Hazeh. Shiagia ha'oineg v'ha'iden ach b'rega rishona. Just like in Olam Hazeh, I have a pleasure. The moment that I have it, I feel good. After that, I get used to it, and it's old news. Aval inyan hatainuk sholom habo yiyeh noisef b'chol eis v'hasagoso yisborach l'oy b'chol eis im eis hasagoso yisborach v'imek terosev likates. Even the oinag of olam habo is how much I get more hasaga, closer to Hashem, deeper understanding, more and more and more and more and more. That's the oinag of olam habo. Uk'chol pam noisef das l'das oiso yoiser. The Yoiser, it adds more understanding and knowledge, more and more. But discovered shukas anefesh listabik boy, and that the desire to come closer to Hashem comes because I feel each new level of chiddush and understanding. Rega acharega, and it goes on and on and on. V'shekrol chazal sudas livyoson, and that's v'zeu livyas chen, that a person is he's surrounded by chen. And that's because Kiaschoiku Simcha Pit Oimis Hamagas Lodum. Schoik is an instant thing that he gets. Lachen Kashanov and Asi Yedioso Yisporach Yedia Chadosho, Bechopam, Bepetat Pisom, when we know the Yedias Hashem, suddenly, each time we get a new insight. Mashi ef shalahasig yitochin loim lischoik boy shuhu neifel al simcha pitoimis. That schoik refers to this concept of simcha pitoimis. What he seems to say is very interesting. Excuse me for the long. But what he seems to say is very interesting. He says the concept of hischatshus, the concept of newness, it's not only in olam hazeh, in tanuge olam hazeh, in material things. Yeah, I have it. You know, a person gets a new car. The beginning, wow, you know, what a thrill. Especially if it's a, how do you call it, a convertible, and it's a name, a brand name, and he feels great. And after a week, I need another one. That's not what happens. You know, people are constantly, whatever it is, I got this, I got that, the other thing. And it takes a day or two or three or a week or two or three, and it's old news and then doesn't satisfy me. He says that this is true in Ruchnius as well. And not only is it true in Ruchnius, it's, he compares the gashmius of this world, the need to have hischadshus, I need something new every moment, to even the matzav in olam haba. I don't know exactly what that means, but it sounds like that's the essence of the neshama. The neshama needs to be truly happy. The neshama needs a new experience, new. And when the neshama, which is craving for ruchnius, so in ruchnius in this world, I need another chiddush, another insight. I learned something new. I saw a level of learning I never saw before. I saw a deeper insight than I ever saw before. And not only that, even in olam haba, a person needs that. And he says it's constantly going. Maybe that's the pshat. Tzadikim elam menucha leibim lazev la'avoshenem ve'elchu mechayel el choyel. They go mechayel constantly because the simcha, the nature of the neshama, is that it really can't rejoice unless it's constantly involved in chiddush. And I think that that's something, you know, many people say they don't enjoy the learning and you know, then they get a little bit turned off and they this. I mean, there's an answer for that. And it makes sense. Because if the learning is staying at the same level, then after a while, even Meiradik, a chiddush that he's saying, that even in Ruchnius, a person is also gets tired. I had it ready. It's old news. I had it. But a person has to forget the next world, but even in this world, constantly another chiddush, another insight, looking for another dimension, putting in that extra effort to see something beyond, growing all the time, seeing how yesterday I wouldn't have seen this, last week I wouldn't have seen this, and now I am capable of seeing this. I'm developing new tools, new ability, new insight. And that's really, so we have to focus on, that's why chiddush is so important. That's why keeping it fresh is so important. And I think that Porsche translated into our language, it really means that we have to be constantly focused on our growth. Because if I can experience the difference in growth between yesterday and today, yesterday I didn't understand this, today I'm capable of understanding it, that already can bring the Simchas HaTorah. And it has to be constant, even in all Ruchnius. And even a person is in Gan Eden, he's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Nenem, he's Yivashchina, on the ultimate level. But that's not enough. You gotta get closer and closer. It can even become complacent with that. Imagine that. I'm Mizdabkus B'Shchina, but I'm complacent. Yeah, already it's old news. What? More. Chiddush, noch chiddush, noch chiddush, noch chiddush. That's really what simcha is. I think that means that we certainly have to put in great efforts to be constantly monitoring and seeing how I'm on a new level today. It's eino deima mea po'omi mea po'omi b'achas. It's no comparison with the next learning to what I did before. And that can bring the ultimate simcha satur.